We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, and we are beginning on Chof Aleph Amid Aleph with two dots on the bottom. Omrav Huna, Psilois Shmanim Shomru Chachomim, Eimad Likav Em Shabbos. The wicks and the oils that the Chomim said you can't use for Neres Shabbos, Eimad Likav Em Chanukah. You can't use them for Chanukah either. Beim Bileil Shabbos, Beim Shabbos, Beim Chol. Sai Shabbos and Sai Chol, you're not allowed to use these Neres, Sai for Shabbos and Sai for Chol. You can't be Mad Likav Em. Omar over my time. What's the reason? Why can't you use this for Shabbos and for Chanukah? It's Chanukah Neiros. My time, Darav Huna. Kosova, first of all, he holds two things. First of all, Kosova, Kofsa, Zakaglo. If it goes out, he's mechuyev to relight it. That means if it goes out before it lit, let's say, a half hour, you have mechuyev to relight it. And if you use these wicks, what's going to happen? It might go out, and you're going to forget to relight it, and your chiyev is to relight it. Therefore, make sure you use good wicks, just like Shabbos. And why on Shabbos do you have to light Chanukah Neiros with the right type of wicks? Mutal Shtamish L'Oira. The reason is because Rav Huna holds that you're allowed to use the Oir of Chanukah. So on Shabbos, you're going to sit there reading your Sefer by the Oir of Chanukah, by the Neiros of Chanukah, and it's not going to light good, so it'll be a Shemayata. Shemayata. Therefore, he holds that Sai Shabbos, Sai Chol, the Chanukah Neiros have to have good wicks. Because Kofsa Zokoglo, because you have to relight it, and if it goes out, you're not going to make a mistake and not relight it to be a problem. And also because Mutal Shtamish L'Oira. So, Gerard Tosis asked that you could have just said everything that's Kofsa Zokoglo. Because once you hold, you have to relight it. So on Shabbos, since it's going to go out, you're not going to be able to relight it. So that's why it has to be good wicks. You don't have to come on to Mishtamish L'Oira. So Tosis answers what he answers. Ayin Shom, he just says the Loshin was Mashma, it was two dinim. Rav Chista Omar, Madlikim Behem Bechoy. In the weekday, you could use the Shvacha wicks, the no good wicks. I would love Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to use the good wicks. Why? Kosova Kavsa in Zakula. Legabi weekday holds that if it goes there, you don't have a chuyiv to relight it, so I don't care what type of wick you use. But on Shabbos, Mutal Shtamish L'Oira. And if you use the R and it's the stuff flickering, it might be Mata, and therefore, you need on Shabbos, like upon him, the same wicks used for Neir Shabbos. So that's the first two shitas. Omrav Zeru, Omrav Mastav, Amri, Omrav Zeru, Rav, Psilos, Veshmam, Shalom, Chachomim, Ein Madlikim, Ve'em, Shabbos, the Psilos and the oils that we said on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use for Neir Shabbos, Madlikim, Ve'em, Chanukah, Bein, Bechol, Bein, Shabbos, you can use a Sai, Fechol, Sai, Shabbos, both. So it's the third shita now. He holds everything is fine. Omrav, you're my time with the Rav, Kusavar, Kofsa, and Zakula. Because Rav holds Kofsa, and Zakula. If it goes out, you don't have a chuyiv to relight it. Therefore, we're not worried if you use these type of wicks. But also, Shtamish L'Oira, and you're not allowed to read by it. So therefore, even on Shabbos, you're not going to use it for reading, and therefore, Doch Shash Shemayata. That's what Rav Yirmiya said over Pshat and Rav. Amru Rabbana Kameda Abaya, Mishmei Rav Yirmiya, they said over his reason in front of Rav, name of Rav Yirmiya, like Kibla, he wasn't a Kabbalist, he didn't trust 100% Rav Yirmiya. Ki also, Ravin, Amru Rabbana Kameda Abaya, Mishmei Rav Yechanan, when Ravin came, he said it over again now, Mishmei Rav Yechanan, the Kibla. Then Abaya said, you know, I like that Pshat and Rav. Omar, Izakoy, if I would have been Zoycha, Gamir Tel Shmaitse Mikara, I would have listened to the first time, to Rav Yirmiya's Pshat. Break the Gemara, what's the problem? Well, Gamra, Lamaisa, he, at the end of the day, he learned it. I said, at the end of the day, he knew he did hear it. So what's the difference? We heard earlier, what's the difference? So tomorrow, Nafkamina, the Girsa, the Yankas, when you hear something when you're younger, and it's Mashba, I wasn't even so much younger, like maybe a year earlier, but closer, the younger you are, the better you remember. So if he would have known that, he would have had that, you know, in the memory bank a year earlier, and that would have been better. Akaponim, that's what comes out in the Gemara. And according to Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Kofsa ein Zakula. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. You don't have a chuyiv to relight it. Right, the Gemara, Kasha, if a Kofsa ein Zakula, if it goes out, you don't have to relight the Chanukah Neiros. V'raminu, ask your Kasha. It says in the Braisa, Mitzvasa, Mishatishka Hachama, Ach Tichla Regal Menashuk. The mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is from Mitzvashtishka Hachama, which the word Mitzvashtishka Hachama is Vachloikas, what it means, Vachloikas Rishonim. Either means Shkia, or it means from the end of Shkia. Mishat Tishka Chama is end of Shkia. And that's where the Mechlekes comes from, if he's light by Shkia or light by Tzeis. But either way, it says, Mishat Tishka Chama Shtichla Regla Mashuk. Until the regal ends from the Shuk. So it says, you have to light from there to there. My lab, the Kofsa Hadamalik Law. You have to have it lit the whole time. That's what it sounds like. So it's a Kasha on the Mandiyama, Kofsa Ein Zakha Glow. If it goes out, you don't have to worry. Here's Mashma, if it goes out, you do have to relight it. The Loi, you know what it means? The Loi Adlik Madlik. First Teres Gemara means that Zman Neres Chanukah is from Shetishka Achama until Tichla Regel Mashuk. And If you didn't light by the beginning, you could light till the end of the Zman. You could still light. It's still a lot of light then. That's what it means. Not that you have to relight it. It means if you forgot the light, you still could light it. V'inami, another pshat would be l'shiura. That's how long it has to light. It has to light from Mishtishka Achama till Techa Regal Merashok. So just speak out one thing, Taisvis. Taisvis speaks out that it would come out from here. The loy madlik, that if you miss this man, you're not a light anymore. So he says, that's true, but there's not a teretz. The Gemara's teretz, inamil shiura, just means shiur. So he says, if you're the second teretz, then you wouldn't have to dafka light in this man. And therefore, Taisvis, and the halacha learns of Taisvis that it means if you miss this man, so you can light without a bracha. And Taisvis brings in afterwards that the Re said that these days that we light in our houses, we could light later. But the Rambam Shita is that if you miss this man, you can't light. You miss the mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita who argues on Rashi. So the Gemara Vaita. What is Me'ashtichel Regel Me'ashok? Who's not in the Shuk anymore? Who are going by? Who's not in the Shuk anymore? So the Gemara Vat Kama, Amar Rabba Rachanam Yechanan, the Kalya Rigla Tamadoi. When the Tamadoi, they're not in the Shuk anymore. Rashi explains, who were the Tamadoi? Tamadoi were people who waited till everyone got into the house. As soon as it got dark in those days, everyone went home. And they used to walk up and down the blocks and see who doesn't have light in the house. If they didn't have light in the house, they sold them firewood. So that was their business. They sold firewood. When they're finished, you know, strolling the streets, that's the end of the Zman. So the Gemara writes, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah in Ner Ish Ubeisai. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisai. Every household has to have a Chanukah Ner. V'amahadrin, Ner L'chol Echa V'achod. Someone who's a Mahadrin, he's a Mahadrin of the mitzvah, he has a Ner for every person in the house. That means every night they light one candle, that's it. So the Ikkar Mitzvah is the Baal Bas lights one candle per house. The Mahadrin is, let's say you have five Gedolim in the house, you have five Neris every night. A Mahadrin and a Hadrin, they light every night something else. But it's Machlokes how to do it. First night 8, and then next day 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mekavel Pachis Vahilich. Veshaloimim Yem Rishon Madlik Achas, Mekavelach Mois Vahilich 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, when it says the Mahadrin, that you have to light every night, every day different, what's that going on? It's going on the second level or back on the first level? So it's Machlokes. Taisa says it's going back on the first level. That one Balabas, only the Balabas lights, Mahadrin is that he lights now every night different. Because he said if it was going on number two, on the second level, where every guy in the house lights like that, you're still not going to know what night it is. Because every let's say on the second night, all five people light two. So you see 10 areas, you don't know what night it is. Therefore, he says, going back on the first Mandiyama. But the Rambam learns, it's going back on the second level. It's going back on the second level. And in Shulchan Aruch, the interesting thing is, the Mechaber passes like Toisvis, and that's what Svarim do, only the Balabas lights. And the Ramah passes like the Rambam. They're like we do, that everyone in the house lights and a different amount every night. Like upon him, the Mechaber Shamis Hill, if you go from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's the Biyam Mechaber? Two Amaroi Marava argue what is the beer Hadava to Meshamei Vesilim. Rabbi Yisi Ba'avim Reis Ba'azbida. Chadama Taimid Meshamei Keneged Yomim Hanechnosim. You're lighting Keneged how many days are left. That means today, the first day of Chanukah is 8 days left of Chanukah. You light 8. Tomorrow, 7 days left. You do 7. That's Keneged Yomim Hanechnosim. Taimid Vesilim Keneged Yomim Yoitzim. You're going by how many days already passed. Today is the first day of Chanukah. Tomorrow is the second day of Chanukah. That's why he's Vesham Vesil. That's a beer I'm a chalikus. V'chano Amar, a different beer I'm a chalikus. Tamid Veshamai, that's Keneged Pari Achag. Keneged the Pari Achag on Sukkot, they used to bring the Pari Achag. And the way it works is that the first day they brought, how much was it? 14, then 13, 12, 10. It went down. The Pari Achag went down. Went down every day. It's got first day was 13, so not 14. First day was 13, second day was 12, third day was 10. And Basil says, no, Milam Bakurdish, Tamazil, the Milam Bakurdish, when we read them. You go up Bakurdish, when we read them. So, Akaponim, that's what Mahadim is. It's Mechakit Hashem Basil. Do you go 8, 7, 6, or 1, 2, 3, 4? Zakti Gemara, Omra, Vachanor, Yechron, Shtei Zakanim, Yavit Sidon. There were two Zakanim elders in Sidon. Echad Osaka Beshamai, Vachas Gavir Basil. One did like Beshamai, he was 8, 7, 5, you know, 6. Vachas Gavir Basil. Zed, Lashitan, Dvar, Kanakhbar, Yechag. One said, he's doing like the Pari Achag, they go down. That's like the Kabbalahs and Sukkos. But then the Tamadvar of the Maila Mekodesh, remember, read them. By Kodesh, you go up a level and not down. Now, it was bothering me to post the question, how are you allowed to do like Beis Shammai? We know Beis Shammai, Makom Mesillah, ain't a Mishnah. So the Rishonim here answer, really, it's a Bir Halacha also brings it down, that when it comes to the Ikar Mitzvah, they're being Mekayim either way. It's a Gabi, how to do the Hiddur, that you could pass like Beis Shammai. So talking about how to do the Hiddur Mitzvah, that already you could pass like Beis Shammai. So I'll take more of it. Turn around. Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicha pesach beisai. The mitzvah, ikka mitzvah, Chanukah, is to put it on the door of your house, mibachutz, outside the house, by your door. And it's because Rashi and Tosfos, does it mean, let's say in those days, they had a courtyard in front of the house, does it mean the door of the courtyard to Rosh Hashanah? That's what Tosfos learns. Or it means the door to your house to the courtyard. That's how Rashi learns. But either way, it meant by your front door. Mhayudar ba'aliyah, if you lived upstairs, so you don't have any front door that's open to a shirabim or to a courtyard. So then, manicha b'chaloin, you put it by the window, asmuchel shirabim, a window they can see the shirabim. Uveshas hasakana, which Rashi learns means anytime the goyim will be angry about it, not afkas b'kuch nefesh, which means the goyim will like it, manicha al shechon v'dayi, put it onto your table, and that's good enough. Omarava, tzorech ner acher shtamash lo'era, you need another ner to show that the Ner is Chanukah not for light. You can use the Shamash for light. You have to make a Shamash to show a hecker that the Ner is Chanukah not for light. They're not to light up the house. Therefore, they're not to light up the house. That's for mitzvah. And you have a Shamash for your light. V'ikamadura, but if you have other lights, like Tzarech, you don't need it. The Adam Choshev, who Avik Avdika Madura Tzarech Ner Acheres. If you're Adam Choshev, then you never sit by a Madura. You always use one candle, then you do need it again another Ner. And Lamaisa, we have electric light, so be at Sad Nikah, then you wouldn't need a Shamash. Lamaisa, be Alocha says, brings down, it's good to have a Shamash anyway. But Lamaisa, there would be a Tzad, you wouldn't need a Shamash since we have other lights. Zok to Gemara Vaita. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? And Rashi explains the question is, which Nase did they make Chanukah? And the truth is, we could have said the Nase was because of the war, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Tana Rabbanon, V'chav Heik B'Kislev, Yoyim Yed HaChanukah. On the 25th day of Kislev starts the days of Chanukah, Tamnai Inun, 8 days, Lo Yomispa Behoin, they shouldn't say Hesped, Lo Yosanispam, shouldn't fast those days. What's the reason? Shekashenichesu Yevonim LaHechel, when the Yevonim went into the Hechel, and they destroyed the part, they destroyed the inside of his mikdash a little bit, Timu Kalash Shmarash BaHechel. They were metame all the oils in the hechel. Oshigavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai. When the Beis Chashmonai won, v'natzchum they won. Batku lematu al pach echad shal shemen. They only found one little jug of oil. She munach bechasamet shekohen gadol. It had the seal of kohen gadol. So he knew it wasn't tame. Maybe they picked it up and moved it. Tumas hesed. So Tosfos says that at that point there was no gzeira on goyim that they make tumas hesed. And Rashi learns that they found it in a way they saw it wasn't touched. They only had enough to light one night. There's a nes that I lit for 8 days. The next year, they made a Yom Tovim v'Halal Le'edah. Rashi explains what it means to say is, they didn't make a Yom Tovim for Isser Melacha. They now let it work. They made a Yom Tovim, you know what? V'Halal Le'edah. To say Halal and to thank Hashem for his mitzvahs, but not for Isser Melacha. Now, there's another diuk over here. Why couldn't they use the neiris that the shaman that was tamei? If tumah hutar v'tziba, everyone was tamei at that time, and everything was tamei. So it's still tumah v'tziba. So it's two famous pshatim. Yeshua says because Eichanam they could have, but Hashem wanted to show the love for Klai Yisrael. Therefore, he made the neiris light 8 days straight. The other pshat is the Asvin the Raisin's pshat. That when here they have to make a new Chanukah HaMedes HaMikdash because it was destroyed. When it comes to a Chanukah, starting from new, you don't use Tumah HaTavitziba. You want it to be 100% pure, 100% good, and therefore they weren't Saimak on Tumah HaTavitziba. So that's the right. Tan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Baba Kama. Gates. Gates means like a little spark. Hayetz Metachas HaPatish, that came out of the blacksmith's hammer. The Yotz V'Hizik, and it was Malik Soma, he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv. This is one of the Hezekim of Eish. If he banged his hammer, a little spark went out. That was ma'azik. Someone is chayiv. Another halacha: a person who's chayiv for fire. Gomel shatam piston. A guy loads up his camel with a bunch of flax. Well, over shirabim, he's going to shirabim, and it's so overloaded it goes into the stores. and people had, you know, lanterns then to light the stores. Nichas Abishar Zechanos, the dulk of an air of Chemini, lit from the air of the Chemini, and Hitler Zabira built and burnt down a mansion, Baal Hagomel Chayiv, the owner of the camels Chayiv. What about Hania Chemini as Nere Buchutz? If the Chemini put his fire outside, then our Chemini Chayiv, the Chemini is the one of the Shlekedin. He put an air in the Shiravim, it's not, you know, I'll do that. If the Chemni put the Ner Chanukah outside, then he's Potter. Why? He did it for Rishus. The Chacham give you Rishus to put Ner Chanukah outside. That's the mitzvah. And therefore, it's not you're not chayiv for that. And the people in the street should have been careful, because that's for Rishus. Omer Avina, Zoyse Meres, Ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha v'seich asara. It must be, there's a mitzvah to put it, toich asara. And therefore, he had to make it low enough, and that's why he got caught in the fire. This agadaitach l'mayelam asara, if you're allowed to put a ner above asara, so why is it called reshus? Let the chevni put his ner chanukah high up, shouldn't damage anyone. Le'melei, hoyle niach l'mayelam migam v'reichbay. Put it higher than any camel or rider. Put it very high. Put it, you know, 30, 40 tefachim high. So it's a raya, you have to put it, it's a mitzvah, it's ma'ak, you have to put it lower than 10 tefachim. Zogmar, no, maybe you don't really have to, but v'dilmi mitzvah le'tuva, if you make a person put his chanukah there so high, he won't do it. And therefore, they allowed it, they gave you a shush to put the nearest chanukah even lower than 10 tefachim.